Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 336. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. In this show, we are going to talk about apps. We're going to bring some apps maybe you guys have never heard of before, and you can install on your phones, devices, etc. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Got another show here coming. Got a lot of apps to unload.
Good. You know, we didn't decide if we're going to do a game show on this. You want to do game or just general?
I have plenty of games. I got more than a couple apps. I can hang either way.
All right. Well, we'll see what our next co-host says. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I like turtles. I think we
turtle was the flavor of the week at Culver's today.
Oh, did you
flavor of the day?
Did you turtles?
I didn't get a turtle. I got another chocolate.
Okay, so now this is something you'll have to check this out for me. Our Culver's will they intentionally, I believe, run their sign together where they write, you know, like the flavor of the day. They got a big sign. It's yours isn't digital, is it? It's actually they got to go out and stick the letters to it.
No, mine's digital.
Oh. You're so uptown. Here, what they'll do, they got the plastic letters they got to insert on the white background screen thing, and they'll intentionally not leave spaces. So what you'll see is double burger, hot fudge, turtle, or it'll be like pork tenderloin, caramel delight, stuff like that.
Okay, but no. What's the code? Because I'm sure you're not talking about eating terrapins.
Oh, no, it's like a turtle sundae with pecans and, you know, turtle.
Is like caramel, pecan, and chocolate, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, have you ever? Yeah.
I've heard of turtle cheesecake.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten the turtles, the little chocolate turtles? That's where it comes from.
No.
Like the box of chocolates, and some of those are a turtle.
No.
Door only eats pork.
Or bait. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's interesting that your Culver's does. Why do they do that?
I don't know. But okay. when it's really funny, I know my wife texts it to my niece. My niece lives in another town. But my niece immediately knows what the text coming from my wife is about. It's going to be a funny Culver's sign.
Wow. Yes, meet the manager.
A thing we do. Huh?
We got to meet the manager of that place.
Oh, I have. His name was Eric, actually. But he got promoted. He's now at the Culver's in Dixon. I don't know if that's a promotion or not. But
all right. Well, welcome to All About Culver's.
All About Culver's.
Also joining us, if you guys tuned in for the Monday show, you'll remember Jeff Jensen, who is the creator of Spoiler Alert. A very, very cool game. If you guys haven't downloaded it yet, go get it. He's joining us today. So thanks, Jeff, for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, like I said, we're going to talk about apps. It could be games. It could be regular apps. Whatever you guys want, whatever you guys have. We'll start off with Door, and then we'll do Eric, and then we'll do Jeff.
Okay. First thing I'm going to bring out here, it's a game, but it's a game of a different color or something. I don't know. Anytime I see a game that does this, I have to bring it just because it's different. This is a game that you install on your Android device, but then using something like Mirrorcast with Chromecast or Allcast or another one of those apps, you start the app on your phone. It's called Motion Tennis Cast. I had the best luck finding in the Android App Store when I put both words together, Motion Tennis, all one word.
But
it's kind of like Culver's. Or whatever. And then you basically start the app on your phone and it turns into like a Wii-like experience where the phone becomes your racket and the TV, you're watching the game. I'm not going to say it's super fast, super high def, super real life. It's a start. And it was definitely more than enough to keep my kids happy. Here was the problem. I'm not letting them swing their tablets around.
Right. I was just thinking that. There's no tether like a Wiimote.
Right. So the first thing Josh Knucklehead Tech said was, I can see a lot of broken phones in the next couple months. So what I did was I let one kid use my OnePlus One and I let my other son, my younger son, use my old Moto X on Verizon. And they basically were playing this. They were both having a blast. It's cool. That's all I got to say. It's cool and it's different. It is like the Wii experience. It's more of like a party game kind of thing where if you have a bunch of people sitting around watching the TV playing this game, I think it's fun.
Good use That's for an old good. Phone that you got laying around too that you haven't figured out what you're going to do with.
Mm-hmm. He's doing something with his watch in the video. Android watch integration, as natural as it can get, coming soon.
Oh, nice. So then I don't have to worry about throwing my phone. I just use my watch on there.
That would be a good thing for a watch.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, even in the video, he's like being very gentle with the motions of his phone. He's like, even you can tell, he's like, I don't want to drop this thing.
Well, I think it's partially you just cannot swing herky-jerky crazy fast, because I literally think it's like basically too fast for the game.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't even let you do it.
Right.
What do you think about this, Jeff?
I think it sounds pretty cool. But once again, like you said, I mean, I think I would be a little bit nervous about, you know, breaking the device. But if it was like a watch that was actually stuck to you, then it's a different story. I would be a bit more ballsy, I think, and up to try it. But sometimes I can even break my stuff without trying to. So I don't think it would be kind of stuff that I should be.
That's hilarious.
Trying out. Not right now, at least. Maybe. Wow.
Oh, did we lose him? All right, Eric, what do you have for us today?
All right, my first one is called Best Fiends from Seriously Digital Entertainment Limited. It's just a game that could really suck you in for a long time because it's super, super easy. It's one of those almost like Bejeweled-ish type games, but it has a storyline that goes with it where you're moving, you know, the colored things, you're lining them up and flinking them away, but then you feed them to this little bug and then it poops out stuff that kills slugs in the background and you level up and you move to different areas. It's a little hard to explain, but if you like that kind of game, this is just a little added twist to it. But it's so super easy that it lets you sit there and play it for a long time without getting frustrated.
So it's good for people who are not good at games.
Yes. Yeah. It's. I mean, I played it a lot longer than I had expected to, just because I didn't die yet. You know, I felt I was doing well at it.
Yeah.
And it is kind of fun. I kind of like those games every now and then when you got time to kill.
They're kind of low. You don't have to think too hard.
Yeah, there's no
concentration.
Every round has a goal. Basically, you have to like say that you need to get 20 leaves selected, or you know, 15 flowers. Turnips or whatever.
Gotcha.
Knock rutabagas? Off 5 slugs. Maybe rutabagas.
Rutabaga.
I don't even know what one of those looks like.
I don't either. What is it?
It's one of those weird vegetables. My mom always loved it. Tasted horrible.
Great sounding vegetable, though.
Oh, yeah, great. Especially when you have a thick South Bronx, New York accent. Rutabaga.
But rutabaga sounds like it's slang for rutabagger or something. You know, it sounds like it's just an easy way to say some really fancy vegetable, but it's just actually rutabaga.
Right, exactly. To me, it sounds like a car. Like something Volkswagen would make.
It's true.
Studebaker, rutabaga.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm getting confused with. Anyway, well, cool game, man. Best Fiends. Looks pretty relaxing. I think I could handle that.
Oh, I thought I said Best Friends. I just glanced.
Yep. I like that. It's clever. Awesome, dude. Jeff, do you have an app for us this week?
Yeah, Jeff's on Wi-Fi with the mobile connection because his girlfriend.
I think the chat might have killed his connection.
His girlfriend's not paying the bills.
Well, yeah. No, because I think the first time I sent my message, which is just text in here, was when his signal went boom.
Well, how many characters was it?
Like 25, 30?
Well, that's it. I mean, if it was 10, you got to take it easy on it.
Yeah, we got to slam our guests for a door.
I know, man. Overload. All right, Dor, why don't you go ahead again then?
Okay, this game I'm going to bring next, apparently this is an impromptu game episode. the name alone should at least make people over the age of, I guess, 33, make their ears perk up a little bit, maybe 38, I don't know. Afterburner Climax.
Like the Climax Blues Band? I remember them.
Exactly. This is made by Sega, the same people that made Afterburner. Cannot implore people enough. If you're at all a fan of that game back in the day, you need to at least watch the promo video for this game.
Looks just like it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I sucked at the arcade game, too.
Yeah, me too. I never played it. I'd rather play Sega Turbo.
But I would once in a while always try to play it, and it was literally one of those things I'd put a quarter. I mean, I could play Super Mario Brothers for easy hour on one quarter. I walk up to this game, put a quarter in, 45 seconds later, game over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to make best use of your money.
Yeah.
Well, how did you do on this one, though?
Oh, I sucked horribly, but man, it looked good.
It looks very difficult, way too fast.
Well, it was definitely speedy, and I'll say the graphics, I cannot say it again, really nice, really good, really smooth. Both my kids loved it. They loved watching it. Yeah.
Well, it looks better than the original.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. I mean, it's been 30 years, I'd say. I hope it's looked
30?
Better.
30 years?
Maybe.
Wow. Cool, man. Can't believe Sega's still making games like this. Who had the idea of coming up with Afterburner Climax? Who actually thought about Afterburner in the year 2015?
I give him
kudos.
I'm going to say it was the same person that went, Sega. And that was the old console boot up noise. And it is $2.99.
I'm losing door now, too. Is it just my connection?
No, it's me typing at the same time. I'll stop.
Oh, come on, guys.
He's just, you can't stop him, man. This guy's an animal. I'm not typing, Steve. You know that.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be typing if you even asked me to. I'm here to podcast.
Thank you,
man. I type Eric, all day long.
I'm here to operate at my speed. He brings nice, fluffy little games that don't make you think too hard. Dor brings like speedy Afterburner type games and types real fast. Jeff, are you back with us? Oh, man. All right. Eric, over to you.
Okay. I've got an app called Amazing Wire. This one's a little more difficult, sir. Simple, but difficult. Basically, you tap on your... It's kind of like Flappy Bird, but with a string.
It's called Crazy Wire?
Amazing Wire. I'm sorry. Did I not put that in there? No. Sand.
It didn't come through for me yet.
Yeah, it's not coming.
See, maybe it's all that typing he's not doing.
That was cut and paste, man.
Ooh, this looks like a game I like.
Amazing Wire by No Power Up.
Okay, what is it? What do you do?
So you just tap and hold, and when you're tapping and hold, your wire will go upwards. When you let go, it'll go downwards. There's these lines, and you have to make it through a slot in the line to go to the next line.
Yeah, it is like Flappy Bird, huh?
It is. It is like
Flappy Bird. With much less graphics.
You don't have to keep tapping it a whole lot.
Okay. Okay.
You can.
And it's not a line. It's a snake. Oh, yeah, no. Like release to snake down as a verb. Okay. It's not a snake. It's a wire.
It's a wire. I would say, Eric, you lost me at Flappy Bird.
This is not like Flappy Bird.
No, so, but even mentioning
similar,
it.
But similar. Yeah.
Is it tough?
Yes. It's hard. It is, just like Flappy Bird was hard, this one's hard, too. Yeah.
Why is it getting such bad reviews here? Let me read this.
Does it?
Well, OCN Kabudadiko says, it's the worst game I've ever played. Where to start? The snake won't do what we tell it to do, so that's a big problem that needs flipping, swordish, outlandish. That needs flipping, sorting, outlandish, too.
Well,
too much ads.
I'm going to guess he needs a blue pill. Fix that.
It's her.
Oh, well then, I don't know.
If you keep putting on ads like that, people won't buy your game and write bad reviews about it. I know that there are some people like me that judge if they're going to get a game by the reviews. So fix it.
Well, for one, Ocean, you don't even have to buy it. It's free. So there's that.
All right. Well, Quinn Shergold says it's the funnest thing since Flappy Bird. This game will keep me on the toilet for an hour flat. Deserves more than 5 stars.
Well, Eric, it might be free, but it does have in-app purchases.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I didn't get nearly far enough to see what those would even be.
I think I might try this.
Look at an hour cooler. Or so on the toilet to.
Well, yeah, that review clinched it for me. Not clench, clinched.
Oh man, dude.
All right, Amazing Wire. Good call, man. From No Power Up. Much better than Doors app. Jeffrey, you still back with it? Are you back with us?
Yeah,
He's here.
Some network problems, but
yeah, no problem. You warned us. You warned us about it.
Yeah, hopefully I can stay in now. But if I all of a sudden jump out, then I'll try and jump back in.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, do you have an app for us?
No, but a game. As I understood, it's apps and games, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We call games apps.
Okay,
whatever you got.
So this one is actually an old, like almost DOS game classic, but it's also out for Android in recent years. It's kind of like a Zelda-ish game, adventure with slight RPG touches. It's called Dink Smallwood.
Dink?
Yeah, D-I-N-K, and then Smallwood, which I think is it's a very childish pun on the character's equipment, so to speak.
Dink Smallwood HD.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
It's kind of like Zelda for adults, or just, you know, crazy people. It's wonderful 90s adventure classic, but with crazy humor. You start off as this pig farming young boy with grand dreams of adventures and stuff like that. But your first quest is literally to go out and feed the pigs, which you very much dislike. And then, you know, events want that, you know, you actually get to live out your fate as a grand hero and stuff like that, but in a complete anti-hero way. So you can do stuff like, you know, when you come to live with your aunt at one point in the game, you find out that her husband is physically abusing her and beating her and stuff like that. So you can, you know, try and stop that by talking sense into him or by, you know, beating him senseless so he will and then you can actually take over and just, you know, tell her that now I'm the man of the house and now I'm the one who's going to be beating you on a regular basis so you can go around.
My god,
and wow,
you can even like make sexual suggestions to her, you know, you want a new bed, and then she'll ask what's wrong with the one that you have. And then you can tell her that, well, it's not the bet that that's something wrong with, but it's the fact that we're not sharing it. And then she's like, think on your end. And you're just like, so? So it's like the game is filled with this very, very immature, very dark, and very inappropriate humor. there's old ducks just running around in the nature, and you can walk up to a duck and punch it, and its head will fly off. And the headless duck will run around spewing blood all over the playing field.
I saw that in the screenshot.
It's insane. The game is filled with really, really offensive and crude humor. But the cool thing is it looks and plays like a typical Zelda-ish adventure game. But beyond that surface, it's just, I will say it's not for everyone, but if you're not easily offended and you like crude humor and adventure games of the 90s flavor, then I think you're going to like it. And it's available on the Android for tablets and phones. It plays wonderfully on it. So give it a look.
Yeah. Dink Smallwood HD from Robinson Technologies Corporation.
Yeah. It's a wonderful,
hilarious.
But not if you're easily offended. It has a kind of humor, and that's, I guess, why I like it.
Jeez, that's funny, man.
This might be a new genre all on its own. I think Doors brought rude Zelda-ish games in the past.
I mean, you're talking about. Must have me confused with somebody else.
What about like a Bard? Was this a this Bard's Tale? Is that like this?
This is a family show, sir. Oh, wait, I stole that from another podcast. But yes, I did bring Bard's Tale, and that's not family friendly either.
That's what it kind of reminded me of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. And that's exactly what I mean with the humor. Like, if you like the humor in a Bard's Tale, I think you'll definitely like Dink Smallwood.
Dink Smallwood. Yeah, how do you say that and not laugh every time?
I'm not going to lie, Jeff. I got a multi-hour plane trip coming up, and when I go look at YouTube, which I constantly do, I put in Dink Smallwood, and I see, let's play Dink Smallwood 1 of 2 and 2 of 2. Each of them are an hour and a half long. So,
what is it, the whole game? Like a walkthrough?
Apparently, it is the entire game, and if it's not the entire game, even better. This makes for good flight gaming, I'll say.
Very much, very much. I mean, the cool thing about the game is like the first playthrough, if you take your time and explore and stuff like that, you can actually squeeze out a good number of hours of the game. It's definitely not a 60-hour epic or anything like that. But now that like I've played the game insanely unhealthily much since I was like maybe 10 years old or something like that, I still keep picking it up every now and again. So I can actually at one point I tried to see just how fast I could go through it in a speed run, and it was something like 40 minutes or something like that. So if you really know what you're doing and you're speeding as much as possible, you can get through it in a very short amount of time.
Wow.
But the first time around, when you're taking your time to explore all your options and all the areas and stuff like that, I think you could actually easily get maybe 5 or 6 hours out of it. So it's a pretty good, pretty fun run.
That's awesome.
Yes, yeah, and I will say one of my classic go-to websites, speeddemoarchive.com. dinksmallwood.html. It does have a speed run here where they actually document how fast, and their best time, 49 minutes. So, wow. So you, Sir Jeff, might be a world record holder and not even know it.
Yeah, a game that maybe 10 people in the world knows.
It's okay, man. You'd be number one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's got 278 reviews on the Google Play Store.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did Oshin review this one too?
Hopefully not.
All right. Awesome. Why don't we do another round and then end off this show? Dor, what else you got?
Okay, this next app I'm bringing because I have not got past like ankle deep with it kind of thing, but I intend on getting pretty connected here with this app here soon.
What is it?
It is called OBS Remote. Windows users have had applications like Wirecast, or Eric, like right now, is using XSplit applications. They've had them for years and years on Windows. On Linux, aka the real operating system, we've had stuff like Webcast Studio, I want to say it was called, and it was a little bit heavy. It was a little bit flaky. It
never worked.
It was difficult to get working, and difficult to get working smoothly. I'll say that.
Big time.
OBS is a open source project, open broadcaster software, Windows, Mac, and Linux. But if you go to their main website, it looks like Linux support doesn't exist. But if you just Google search Ubuntu 14.04, OBS, you'll find a link buried on their website, how to get it installed on Ubuntu. And I will say, preliminary test, I am genuinely very impressed with how the software works and how smooth it works and the functionality of the software.
So what is it?
Well, this is your, basically, it is your handy console for managing it if you don't want to have the interface on your computer screen taking up space.
Yeah, but I don't know if you explained what Wirecast or any of the apps do. Well, what is it for?
This is for, I look at it as desktop video publishing. If you want to either take your webcam, another cam, your desktop, or an application in your desktop and either record them or stream them up to services.
Like broadcast them.
Yeah. this is the software that can let you do it. And this does work. OBS works with a lot of broadcast mediums, not just YouTube and Twitch. So
it
does a lot more than that.
So you could use this as the remote to control like camera switching and adjusting volumes and stuff like that.
Exactly. So I won't have to take up a full desktop screen to do my producing of the video.
I see.
Oh, I hope it works with your green screen door.
I don't care.
When you get it installed.
Mean his green sheet background?
Oh, is that what?
Yeah. No, it's not. That's not that. It's that. It's actually probably a real green screen, but he never uses it as that.
So well, no, because there's nothing on Linux that will let me do it live, including OBS. I'm pretty sure will not let you do live green screening.
Oh, darn it!
That was always the problem. That's why I always went to Wirecast back when I had my podcasting rig. It was like one of the only options.
Well, look,
it was that or ManyCam.
Yeah, ManyCam.
True professionals sacrifice for their profession. I'm just saying. And if I don't have something that's perfect, guess what? I'll be there when it becomes perfect. You know, think of it as an 80s ballad.
I'll be there. Make sure I got this right. You're holding out for perfection.
No.
Door who has, it sounds like he's got a freaking 747 flying through his room every once in a while.
I don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, it's in your head.
Yeah. He's holding out for the silent heaters. That is like microwave your skin so you don't feel cold.
Oh man. Well, this is cool, Dor. I mean, it would have been awesome for like Wirecast back in the day.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, here's the thing. I'm so Windows Mac ignorant. For all I know now, if you buy Wirecast, you get the same exact kind of app on your device. For all I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, to be honest. Cool, man. Oh, OBS.
And I'll just let everyone out there know, if it is available on Windows or Mac and it does have the Android component, I don't care. Don't tell me. I'm not getting it.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Eric, what else you got for us today?
Okay, since we're getting away from the games for a second, I'm gonna bring one that I brought last week that I really need to give it a fair update. I brought an app called 1 Minute, One Magical Moment. And I wasn't 100% sure about it. And I got to say, I'm still not, because here's the deal. It'll send you a text message or a notification at any time during the day. You have 1 minute to snap a picture. If you don't, you're done for the day. You get no chance to come back. A lot of times I don't have my phone on to get that notification. I mean, it's on, but it's muted most of the day.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's my, it's my fault. I mean,
if you're going to use the 1 minute app, man, you have to be alert. This is no game.
I do.
Some of us are dedicated, Eric. I'm just saying.
What was the idea that, like, you have to just take a spontaneous picture of something or like?
Yes. Wow. You need to take a picture of what's going on in your life at that 1 minute. And it comes at a different time every day. And you've got 1 minute to snap a picture, and it goes up there, and everybody else can see the picture you took.
That's actually a pretty interesting idea. You know, if it isn't muted or anything like that.
Well, we're always hoping for that, but I haven't seen anything like that now.
No, it's a pretty...
If it's an interesting idea if you're not Eric. I mean, some people will take it seriously.
Yes. Some people don't have their phones muted all day.
Oh man! So, what times were what was it sending you this stuff?
I think it was like 4 something in the afternoon today, and then you know once you look at your notification, it tells you what time it came in, and you're like, maybe if I hit it, maybe it'll say, and it's like, oh, your minute's up.
Well, that's it. Does it make a sound? Like, if you were in the room, would you know that it's notifying you?
No. He has an Android Wear watch. There's no reason to not get the notification. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's true.
You have an advantage over all of us.
Sorry, Eric.
That's true. You got me there.
You got some nerve bringing this app back on the show and trying to blame it on the app.
I honestly never noticed it on my phone or on my watch come up, but
maybe it's not compatible.
Some days I don't wear my watch. Today, for some reason, it was black most of the day. I don't know if it, the battery was dead or what happened today.
Well, that would be one symptom of it being dead.
I just don't understand why it would be dead because it charges all night, but I don't know. Maybe not the app for me, but for somebody, this is a good app. 1 minute, one magical moment by the 1 minute team.
Does it instruct you on what kind of picture to take, or does it, you have to just take any picture of what's going on in your life?
Yeah, well, you only got a minute to take it, so it's not like you can go change your scenery too much.
Okay. That's a pretty cool idea. It's a pretty cool idea. Are you going to give it a shot? Are you going to take it for seriously this week, Eric?
I'm going to leave it on there, yes. And if I can happen to get... I have taken two pictures with it, I think.
Okay.
So it's not like I totally have dissed it, you know.
Okay.
But, it's a small window, man.
Yeah, that's true. I see. I'm not doing it. I can't criticize.
So what you're saying is you need the minute and a half. 1.5 magical
the
moments.
The five magical moment would be probably easier for me, yeah.
All right. Well, there's an app idea for
you. I could go running down the hall at work. Why are you running, Eric? I only got 1 minute, man. I got to go.
It's important. I got to take a picture. All right, cool. Well, thanks for the recap. Is that the app you're bringing?
Yeah, that's okay. That's good for today. I've got a couple for Friday.
For next show. Sweet. Jeff, you got another app you want to talk about?
No. Dink Smallwood was pretty much it.
So that's all you got on your phone is Dink Smallwood?
Yeah. And spoiler alert sometimes.
And spoiler alert. And Google Maps.
Yeah. Actually, contacts, phone, and Dink Smallwood.
Yeah, but although if I had to choose, I would still prioritize Dink Smallwood just because my own game doesn't allow me to punch the head off random ducks. So I'm sorry to say, but I mean, Dink Smallwood wins any day.
Well, let's wait for Spoiler Alert 2 to come out.
I know the dev. You could probably put a request in for.
Oh, yeah, really?
If you want me to, I can put a word in for you.
Yeah, Jeff. Always think of that as you cannot do it in Spoiler Alert yet.
Oh,
well, you'd actually be putting the heads on ducks in Spoiler Alert.
You need to re-glue the heads back on.
Unless you find decapitated ducks, and when you hit them, you're putting the head back on.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
I think you just took a bizarre idea and made it even more bizarre. That's pretty cool. That's kind of a feat.
Yeah, like Dink Smallwood in reverse.
Holy shit, I would love to see that.
There you go.
All right. All right, cool. And now you guys got me, my whole mind's like whirling, like, wow, make every game in reverse. All right. Very cool. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for all the show action for today. We're going to be back Friday, and we're going to just bring you a ton more apps. So join us then. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later.